Flensburg Hauptbahnhof. Ihre nächsten Reisemöglichkeiten.
Termitinitus.org.
Das Pfeff. Das Pfeff. Das Pfeff.
Vorsicht, diese Sendung wird abgehört.
I don't wanna stay at home today. I go to Solidaritätscafé. If you feel like common action, come with me. Former strangers can build a community.
Besucht auch unsere Homepage soli.café.
We are here at the Lido at the fourth day of the climate camp and I can talk to Chiara. She is member of the committee No Grandinavi.
Yes.
And this committee also is part of the organization of the climate camp.
Yes. We organize it with the youngsters of Fridays for Future here from Venice, but also with all the activists that are active in the environmental committee and social movements of the Veneto region. We think to have a climate camp here in Venice because Venice for us is like a symbol if we think about the climate crisis, you know, because Venice is a really fragile city, and of course if we think about the water level in several decades, in just few decades, Venice will be under the sea.
So did you grow up in Venice?
No, I grew up in the center of Italy. I moved here in 2011 and then I decided to stay here and yeah, I found work. But overall I find the movements, the social movements here in Venice, and I join from the first time the movements about housing because it's very strong problem in Venice. And so I'm part of the Social Assembly for the Houses, that is a name of this group. They just open and and fix and do a lot of work in abandoned public houses because we have a lot of eviction here in Venice. We have like 6 evictions per day.
People can't afford the rent anymore.
Yeah. Of course, in these last decades, we have a lot of people that cannot afford the rent, and also the state and the region and then the city council say that they have no money to fix the public houses that are closed. So it's like, you know, a circle that is never ended, and there is no solution for these people, no welfare solution. Also, a lot of people that in the past decided to rent to families or students now decide to rent the house for tourism.
Because it brings more money?
Brings more money, you can just rent your apartment like 90 days in a year. It is the same amount of money that you rent for a family in 1 year. So of course a lot of people decide to do like this, but it's not something that is about a single decision of a person. It's something about politics, I think. Now, you know, what the mayor or just the politician decide to do, is which direction they decide to go, is the fact, so is something that can change. The things that they choose in the last years is something that just have the direction of mass tourism.
What party is the mayor of Venice?
He's not belong to a party, but he's allied with Lega Nord and Fratelli d'Italia, that is a right-wing party in Italy, and he's from the mainland, and he always says more or less like Berlusconi. When you say tourism, he just thinks about money. In fact, in June, they have this big party for the opening of the new district, hotel district in the mainland. Mm-hmm. They enlarge with 10,000 beds. It's something really bad for Venice, you know, because we don't need more beds. We need a lot of money to do other kind of stuff. And so this is the decision you can take now as a politician, and they decide to do this.
But you also have a problem with tourists who do not even take a bed in Venice from the big cruisers. Why are they such a big problem for Venice?
The big problem is related, of course, to the social aspect, to the economic aspect, and also to the environmental aspect. The first thing, the social aspect, is that you, with a lot of tourism, like the people that were that go on the cruise ship, now it's something that is not like where we can say 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it's a luxury thing. Mm-hmm. Now it's something that a lot of people can afford. So a lot of people go, and we have 1,000 of people in a ship. We have like 3,000 people in one big ship. In a weekend, you can have also 13 to 15 big ships in Venice. So a lot of people that go down in the city, walk in it, but no more than this, because they have all the things inside the big ships, so restaurants, souvenir shops, everything you need, you have inside the ships, and it's a thing for make you spend your money inside and not outside. So it's just something that has no exchange with the population of the city, and also it's something that has no exchange with the economic texture of the city. Also because this kind of tourism, of course, make a lot of garbage. Garbage is always produced by people, and they don't pay for it. The citizens pay this kind of stuff, you know. And of course, the environmental problem, because one big ship has the pollution really high. We say always is like one ship is like 14,000 cars.
I've heard that Venice has the most polluted air in Italy.
I think this year is the most polluted, yeah.
And it's also because of the cruises.
Of course. There is this study that is out from June or July of this year of environment and transportation. It is public online, and they study the pollution of the big ships, and they find out that really, if you think about just one company, so like one company that, that is Italian company that has something like 76 ships, they make pollution that is 10 times more than the entire amount of cars in Europe. The top of a big ships where people stay, usually when they are on cruise, is the most polluted place in the earth. It's something really crazy. I don't even know how people can choose to go. Yeah, the basic three reason why the committee is against the big ship is this, but of course there is also the, we can say, morphological aspect, because Venice is something really fragile, as I said before. So now we have the Giudecca Canal, that is the place inside the historical city where the cruise pass to go to the port. And now it's more sea than lagoon. And we have a lot of wind, underwater, and in some days it's impossible for me to cross the canal. Impossible. It's too windy, and because the waves is too high for me. And you know, you maybe have a big ship that is passing, a lot of taxis that is passing, a lot of other big boats with tourists inside. So they make a lot of waves, and you don't have the chance to arrive to the other side safe.
So what actions do you make against the cruisers?
So the committee is born like in the 6th of January in 2012, and people say, okay, just do a public committee so people can be stronger and study together the problem and do together the demonstration and so on. And in this year we do a lot of stuff. We jump into the canal with our bodies two times, and we do a lot of demonstration in the little boats, like with the boat without engine, you know, the traditional one, or with engine, of course. The last demonstration has like 100, more than 100 boats, so a lot of people that join the water part, but also we can say ground part of the manifestation. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of naval battle. How we can say, like ship battles. Of course, the cruise is 1,000 times bigger than us, so we know that we cannot do, but we delay a lot of time the departures or the entrance of the big ship, and it's money for them, of course.
Is it very dangerous for you to do this?
So and so, because of course no one of us are kamikaze, so no one of us want to have contact with the crews, because it's something crazy. You can go under the water if you are too near to the...
How near can you go?
It depends on the power of your engine in the boat. Uh-huh. If you have a good engine, you can go really near, but like also 10 meters. And usually the people from Venice has not this kind of engine, because you don't need inside the lagoon to have a strong engine, also because there are limits of
velocity.
Yeah, of course. Okay. If you provoke a lot of waves, it's something not good for Venice. The things that do big ship when pass through the canal is not the cruise doesn't do a lot of waves. Mm-hmm. It does a waves under the water. These waves go and just have an impact on the riverside under the water. Yeah, mm-hmm. The pressure. Then come back, of course. This all this amount of water come back when it pass, and all the sand that we had inside the rocks that built Venice, this sand we lost it forever, because with the current they go away. So this is the real danger, because it's something that is destroying from the bottom Venice.
And these cruises are 56 meters high.
At
the length.
The length is up to, you know, they have like a space to rotate in Venice, and the biggest part is like 350 meters, but they sometimes they like 200 and something. So they are really short space to manage the rotation and they always have two ships that they have this rope on the bottom and the front and the bottom with this ship, but this ship is really really smaller than the big ship, so they always say something safe is something that is not cannot be an accident with a big ship. The big ship cannot lose control and go, you know, in San Marco Square. Okay, this year happened, and on the 2nd of June we have an accident with a big ship that lost his control, and of course the ship that is in the front with the rope is not enough.
It can't stop it.
No, of course it can't stop. So the big ship impact to another ship and then to the docks. Fortunately, there are just five injured people. No deaths or something like this, but it's something that it's just in Venice it's happened. There were a lot of accidents in Italy about the cruise ship, so it's something, the fairy tale that they say is something safe is not true, but we don't want to wait that people die to say that we don't want it anymore.
But after the accident, didn't the mayor of Venice decide to stop it?
They say that they want to keep off from Venice, but the intention is to arrive in Marghera. Marghera is always Venice, it's always inside the lagoon. You have to pass inside the lagoon to go to Marghera. And not only this, you have to do 22 kilometers from the port, from the Lido here, to Marghera. And you also have to mix in the last piece of this way, you have to mix big cruise ship with fuel ship, okay? So it's something that by law, but not just Italian law, but also European law, you cannot mix passengers with fuels in the same canal. So they managed to do all these studies to enlarge the canal. If they enlarge the canal, of course, more water
comes in from the sea.
And also they have to dig in this canal that is near Porto Marghera. Porto Marghera was an industrial zone of Venice. The sand of this part of Venice is really, really, really polluted with toxic, the ground is toxic. So they cannot move that mud. Something crazy, because they have to dig like tons of this mud, and where they put it, how can they don't mix this mud with the old water and other stuff. But the interest of the company is more bigger than the interest of the citizen. 1 or 2 years after our protest, like in 2013, the government make out a law that say that big ship more than 40 tons, they cannot pass through Venice, but they cannot apply this law because there are no solution in the meantime. So if you find a solution, you can do it. If there is no solution, no plan B, in which the cruise can reach Venice in some way, you cannot apply it. For now, we cannot see an end to this battle, but of course we do a lot of job in this year. It is a struggle that people know worldwide.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mille grazie.
Termitinitus.org